The temperature data, available from the Temperature Heights panel, are used by the hail and melting layer detection algorithms, respectively. Assuming you have the model update feature turned on, you should only have to manually update these values if the hourly model input isn't representative for some reason or the data feed gets interrupted somehow. For the latter situation, you can check the last update time in the panel to see if the values were updated recently. If you update the data manually, you will want to check these values routinely to ensure they are representative. One last point. It's not uncommon for the freezing level and the wet bulb zero height to be significantly different, as in the example shown. That situation isn't in and of itself a reason to manually change the values. Click on one of the text entry boxes to learn more about changing the default storm motion.